Hi, my name is Mary, compulsive overeater. I did bring my pictures.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning, everybody. I was looking so pretty, and then I spilled coffee on my pets. And that's like programmed. You can do it so pretty, and then something happens. The food calls you, and that's what it is. And I got to just trust that that's meant to happen. And to the newcomer, welcome. My name is Mary. I'm a compulsive overeater. My top weight was 250 plus. I've been in the room since 1989. I was wearing a size 24. I was not in my body. I lived right here up. Did not wear coats. I've shared that. Did not wear jewelry because I wasn't in my body. In fact, I just remembered a story. I went to that store, shoe store, DSW, and I was like 250 plus, and I was assisting that a size 5.5 shoe, the narrow, was gonna fit. I spent like 3 hours in that store trying to make a shoe fit me. Is that denial or what? That's called denial. Because my foot is a little iron. My foot, even in its thinness, is like a little flat. But anyways, the physical recovery. So today I am weighing 130. I got on the scale. Get on the first of the month to keep me honest, to keep me real. It was 130.4. I don't like that. The lowest has been is 115. But I came last week, and I shared honestly. And for me, to the newcomer, to the old timer, the fear of talking the talk and not walking the walk is greater than the fear of regaining my weight. I don't want to be dishonest to you. I've had 2 relapses in this program because I've been here since 1989. The first time I gained my weight back, I lost 80 pounds. You guys didn't get it because the memories of incest came up. In and Out understood me. You guys did not. You couldn't go there with me. The donuts could help me. You couldn't. And I left. And then the second time I came back, I lost 100. And I left. Why did I leave? I don't know. In and Out came up in my life again. There's always something little. And I'm short, so I put... And little. And I'd rather lie about, I always tell this story too. I'd rather lie about my height than my weight. I don't like being short. If you could give me 3 more inches, I can reach things. Life would be great. But I'm in acceptance about that. So anyways, I gain weight really easy, really fast. And it shows. Like I feel like floaties are on my arms when I gain weight. I'm right here. But anyways, the physical recovery. So I'm an incest survivor. I've had a kidney transplant because of the urinary tract infections as a kid that I got from the incest, and it ruined my kidneys. Thank God I have a sister who gave me her kidney, and it's been working 21 years. So I bring that up because the first time I was like, oh, I'm overweight because I'm on the immunosuppressants. I used that one for like 10 years, but I'm on immunosuppressants. And the dietitian said, Mary, that doesn't work. And I'm like, really? I was told. But so the third time into program, I came because I wanted to save my nephew. And I knew I couldn't save the nephew if I was using the food and not present. So I came back, and I really worked it and got a sponsor who was really, really good for me until she wasn't. And so back to the physical recovery. I'm going to suggest that since I'm a person that's never was in my body, a plan of action is really important for me. To know my body and to exercise it, because I'm a person that couldn't walk around the block. Really, I could not. I was so heavy. And when my sister gave me her kidney, I said, I'm going to thank you, because she was a runner. And I said, I'm going to thank you by walking a marathon, because she ran marathons. So I did. I thanked her, and I walked a marathon, and then I walked 5 marathons later. So And that helped me be in my body, to feel my step, to feel grounded, to... So I really encourage a plan of action no matter where you start. No matter where you start. Because like I said, I couldn't walk a block. And then it turns out they asked me to be a pace leader for all the slow walkers. And I was the slowest of the slow. So imagine that. Miracles happen, I'm telling you. So that's a physical recovery. And what I do today... Oh, I want to what? I wanted to read you this because writing is another tool I use. And I brought this because I've been having trouble since my previous sponsor fired me. She fired me, and I'm like, okay, Mary Acceptance. I got two new sponsors to cover her, and I'm still having problems. And I'm being honest with you and vulnerable because that's my way out. I can't pretend like I got it all together. I like to joke that image is everything, but it ain't. Because it falls apart. And I don't have it together. I don't. So I went to New York City, and the food called me. And this is humility. When the person, Poonam, asked me to lead, I said, sure. She said, but you have to be abstinent 6 months. Oh, yeah, I'm abstinent 6 months. But then I, like, reflected. So I called someone, and I said, look, I'm going to let ego out the door. I'm going to be willing. I'm going to be humble because that's what this program teaches me. And I said, when in New York City, I did have breaded marinara and breaded calamari. And I said, but I wrote to God, and God and me said, but Mary, you didn't binge like you did. You didn't have loaves of bread. You didn't have three bagels at a sitting. And God said, Mary, no, 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 no. You keep this abstinence, which is no bread, no sugar. You keep it. Because if I do say I'm not abstinent, then I'm, you know where I'm at. Winchell's is really cheap. I'm a bottom food eater. Remember the Wiener Schnitzel? That's where I would be. Yeah. So anyways, I wrote this when I came back from New York City. I tell my sponsees it's a one-day-at-a-time program. It is. It is a spiritual program based on my higher power's will for me. I definitely made wrong choices, very poor choices, overate large portions. God's will for me is to forgive myself. I did not have sliced bread, toast, buns, pancakes, waffles. Yes, I did have breaded calamari and mozzarella sticks. Lesson learned. What lesson did I learn? It's that I did not check in with my higher power's will for me. I did not choose what God would have me choose. It's all in that moment of deciding, that choice, to eat at myself, allowing self-will to run the show, to consent to the disease, the ego, rearing its cunning head, and choose that's what will lead me to the pit of demoralization, degradation, and despair. It is that in that nanosecond that I pray to God and my fellows and sisters the steps and the tools to look up at the menu and serenely select the salad, the unsexy dish that will continue me on the path to a sane life, a life of freedom. God, I write to you today and to reach out to my fellows and sisters, to be honest and to carry you in my heart today, in your love and light, Mary. And that, I didn't know I was going to get sad about that. You know, I came from a place of shame. Shame. The fact that I'm sitting here before you and talking, I was a person that, if you looked at me, I hurt you physically. I was so ugly that I hurt you. That's the shame that I come from. And I, that's the shame that I come from. And the reason that I'm here today is I'm a miracle because of this program. This program, I can talk, I can laugh, I can be silly, I can be myself, I can be authentic because of my higher power's love for me and because your guys' love for me. That's the only reason that I can do it. Because to the newcomer, if you would have seen me in my overeating days, in my binging days, in my 250 pounds days, I was not worthy. I was a mistake. I should have never been born. I've come from a family of 10. I thought I was adopted because they're all kind of normal weight. And I was just undeserving. I was a fucking mistake. And probably because of the incest, too. My father was a perpetrator, and then my brother. So that was a bit. And nobody else, I don't know. Anyways, let's go to the emotional. I'm emotionally evolved because of program. I can discuss feelings, not perfectly, but kind of. I still have trouble, you know? I just found out I'm anxious. But that, and you know what? That explains it. Because, what time is that?
5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Anxious, I never knew I was anxious because I was always eating. You know what? You have a feeling, grab that. You have a feeling, grab that. And now that I'm not eating, I'm like, I'm anxious. You know, I never knew that. So I'm working on meditations. Let's do the steps. So the steps are great. Work them because they do change you. They change my personality. They really do. I was a mean rager. And rage is a powerful feeling if you ever have felt rage. And that because to feel vulnerable, not so powerful. To say, I'm hurt. You see how I say it? I'm hurt. No, that's not strong. But I'm learning to say, that hurt my feelings. Like strong, you know? Not make fun of it. Because it's a valid feeling that I'm hurt. Like, that hurt. And to say it, like, rooted. Like, you know, in my center and a truth. So I'm learning to do feelings and learning to feel feelings. It's all very new. Since when you don't, I'm 62, so when you haven't felt them like for 58 years, it's, you know, it's new. Let's talk about the steps. So I did a step four, I've done many step fours, and doing a step four, the first time I did it, I gave my biggest, darkest secret, and my sponsor then just like, no big deal. And when you can have someone hug you and tell you it's no big deal. And that deepest, darkest secret, I still have not forgiven myself. I still have problems with it. It still comes back. And I just got to say, okay, higher power is back. I'm feeling really bad about that, what I did. And higher power's like, Mary, I love you unconditionally. Don't, you know, forgive yourself. I tell people in program, look, this is what I did. They're like, Mary, deepest, darkest. I even told my sponsee my biggest, darkest secret. Is that right? Just kidding. Anyways, I shared. And to like I said, I want to be authentic. I want to be genuine, and that's the most important thing to me. I don't want to fake. I don't want to lie because I've done that all my life. As a kid, I was a big liar. I would make up stories that my brother, who was strange, I said, oh, yeah, he's like that because he was wounded in the Vietnam War. Then and to be better, I said, oh, yeah, we own a liquor store. That liquor store in Westwood, we own that. And that, I mean, come on, you guys. That's like, so I guess that's why I don't want to lie today. I just want to be honest. And that's why it's so important to me. And I know that's the way out of this disease, to be honest. Because the disease will tell you, Mary, that blank is really, really good and it won't hurt you. And it's going to help you. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you eat it. But it does. That's the thing about addiction. It does. It does matter. Because I know that the first time I had a relapse, that slice of pumpkin pie that I said wasn't going to matter led to 100 pounds later. So I know that path. And I know that lie. And I know the disease, like my mother, would prefer that I was 300 pounds drinking brewskis and eating donuts. That's what my mother wanted, just someone to be near her. And it's like, no, that's not my shame. That's not. I don't want that story, and I'm going to do different. Now getting to the most important part, and I only have like a minute, huh? Is the spiritual power. you guys, whatever you pick, doorknob like they say, whatever, pick something outside of yourself, hold on to it. And because my higher power switches to where I'm at, what I need. And I've shared this before, sometimes it's a Native American wise person, sometimes it's the Virgin Mary, sometimes it's a redwood tree, sometimes it's the beach, sometimes it's an all-loving mother that just embraces me. When I'm that little kid scared, that's what helps me, that, oh, she holds me and tells me, Mary, in my visualizations, you can have the chocolate chip cookies, only in my visualizations. And she keeps me warm and wrapped in a blanket, and it's all good. And I'm going to wrap up by saying, you guys, I never thought this miracle would happen for me, so I hope with all my love that you let it happen for you. Thanks for letting me share.